Hello, 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 and welcome to the Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to deliver something of a white pill. I would like to deliver to you the idea that women are becoming more interested in baseness. Women are becoming more interested in HBD. Women are becoming a greater part of the backlash against woke insanity. And that is telling you that that backlash is going to take place. It is going to take place very seriously. And things are going, in that sense, to profoundly change. And the reason for that is that evidence indicates that it is when the women get on board that you know the movement is going to be successful. Before I do that, could you please, please, please subscribe? Because it helps me most violently if you do that. Could you subscribe here on YouTube? And could you subscribe on my Substack, jollyheretic.com, where I look at all of the spiciest stuff that I don't look at here, where they have in-person interviews and movies and all kinds of stuff. And if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of as little as a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So, women. I was at something a while ago called the WITAM at Warwick University. And it was a meeting, a kind of underground meeting, if you will, of based people, based young people. Most of them were under the age of 40, if not under the age of 30, to talk about, based ideas and to talk about the future and to talk about the new world order. That was the title of it, and how things are going to pan out in the future. And one of the things that was fascinating is that of the 100 or so people that were there, there were about 13 or 14 women. Now, that might not seem like many, but you have to take into account the fact that apparently the previous year there were considerably fewer women. And the time before that at such events, there were even fewer women. What you are seeing at these kinds of based events is more and more women. And when I say women, I don't mean trad thoughts. I don't mean like crazy women who are clearly mentally unstable and who just are in it for a bit and then leave. I mean women that seemed perfectly stable and normal. Vicar's daughters. You know, respectable, normal, intelligent women. Many of them very good looking, obviously, because they were right wing, and we know that there's an association between being right wing and good genes and us being good looking, who had simply had enough and have moved over towards the world of the based science and of traditionalism and of standing up against this woke insanity. Now, what does that mean? Well, there is a study, actually, by someone called Erica. It's a very strange name, but Erica Chenoa, who argues precisely this point, Erica, that if you have the more women you have in a movement, the more politically successful it tends to be. Not because women make it successful. That's what she argues. She argues that the fact that women are there means there is a diverse psychological set of skills and therefore the movement is more likely to be successful. I think she's mixing up the direction of causation there. It's the fact that women are involved is showing you the movement is successful. Why? Well, first of all, women are far more socially skilled than men, in a sense. They are far better able to read the room. They are evolved to be much better able to pick up on the subtleties of what's going on, to pick up on, as it were, the atmosphere. And so, if women are increasingly becoming involved in a political movement, this implies that the women are able to notice that that movement is the up-and-coming thing. That movement is the Young Turks. That movement is the way the wind is blowing. That movement is the movement that is likely to attain power. They are intuiting this, they are noticing this, and therefore perhaps the ones that are more prescient, the ones that are more intelligent perhaps, are realizing that, okay, it might be slightly dangerous and countercultural and whatever now, but clearly in the future, that is where the wind is blowing. So it's time to get on board at this stage. And once they do that, particularly if they are high status women, and that was the other thing that you noticed about this group, that if you go back 20 years, the people that were publicly advocating this kind of stuff were working class, yobbish kind of men. And therefore, anything which they say can be associated with low status, and anything they say can consequently be dismissed. Status is a big part of what creates a political movement. Status and a slight edginess. So what you had in this group was most of these people were educated, most of these people were students or university graduates, meaning that it had status, but also it's edgy. In a sense, it's like how in the 1990s, if you went to a gay bar, that was edgy. It was edgy to have anything to do with homosexuality. It was slightly unacceptable. It was a bit dodgy. When I started at university, it said in the student handbook that if you're gay, then don't be openly gay in the streets of Durham. You'll get beaten up. So it was edgy. Well, clearly, you had to do it in secret. Well, now we had a situation where we were having a secret or semi-secret meeting at Warwick University. It is being conservative, right-wing, traditionalist, wanting to oppose the woke destruction of society. That is edgy. So it's edgy and it has status. Which brings me on to my second point, which is that women like status. Women are sexually attracted to status. Why? Well, if you're a man, then you obviously want to have sex. If you're a woman, you want a high-status man. Because if you have a high-status man, then the fact that he has high status probably implies that he has good genes. He's highly intelligent, which correlates to being genetically healthy, and therefore your child will be genetically healthy and more likely to survive. Secondly, if the man has high status, then he will have resources, which he will be able to invest in you. And thirdly, if the man has high status, it implies a certain sort of pro-social personality type, which means that he will look after you. He won't just love you and leave you. So it makes sense for women to be sexually attracted to high status. So women are sexually attracted to high status. So if women are increasingly attracted to a group like, to this kind of group, which they are, then this implies this group is gaining in status. It's becoming a high status movement. And it's to say, if a movement is high status, then people will want to think of themselves as high status. People will want to associate with people of high status. People will want to do what high status people do. And therefore, that you will have a trickle effect and they will imitate it. And the group will get bigger and bigger and bigger for that reason. Thirdly, men like other men who birds like. This is a basic status thing in prehistory. The high status man has lots of women. We are evolved to polygamous mating systems in which the women will sexually select for the higher status men, and the lower status men won't get any women at all. Among the Bushmen of the Kalahari, only about 40% of the men each generation pass on their genes, the higher status men. 60% of the men don't breed, which of course keeps them genetically healthy and whatever across time. It's the same here. The more that women become involved, consequently, the more higher status the movement has, the more men become involved because they are attracted themselves. Men are themselves attracted to that which has status. And therefore, the movement grows and grows and grows. Thirdly, women are, of course, much higher in social anxiety than men. So they are much more averse to danger, being physically weak and so forth, needing to be looked after in prehistory. And so, therefore, you will expect women to be repelled from anything which involves danger, anything which involves social problems. The fact that women are getting involved, despite their relatively high social anxiety, implies that the being involved in the anti-woke movement is becoming less dangerous, which in turn implies it is becoming less countercultural, which in turn implies that it is where the power is going to lie in the future. It implies that things are turning away from woke and towards this. And finally, as I said, you get a kind of trickle effect once this occurs, a sort of snowball effect, where once a movement is associated with women, and once a movement is associated, but not too much, not like it's dominated by women, like school teaching, but once there's more women in it, and once it is not that socially nonconformist, then you get a kind of trickle effect where more and more and more people want to get involved in it because they want to imitate that which has status or is perceived to be likely to have status in the future. And then, of course, you get an effect whereby intelligence is associated with social conformity. It's associated, just like with female intuition, with looking around the world and noticing the dominant set of values and forcing yourself by ethical control to conform to that dominant set of values. And so then you get an effect where more and more men will get involved, more and more intelligent men, which will make the movement more and more elite, which will make them more and more likely to take over. And if you think of it in terms of the three females, we have these five moral foundations, the group-oriented foundations of obedience to authority, of in-group loyalty, and of purity versus disgust. And we have the individually-oriented foundations of equality, because you get more as an individual if you signal for equality, and harm avoidance, because you don't get harmed, and so you signal those, if you're low status, you signal those in order to get status. Now, women are higher in purity than men. And so what may have happened is that, yes, women are higher in equality and harm avoidance than men, and that's why they have been behind wokeness. That appeals to their instincts. That appeals to their desire for equality, because you're in a harem and therefore you're bonding with aloe parents and you have to feel a sense of equality towards them because they're going to look after your children. And it appeals to harm avoidance because, of course, women are physically weak and women compared to men, and women want to look after their children, so they're going to be averse to harm. Now, we've had a long reign of this, and it's got to a point where it's moved to a point, this obsession with harm avoidance and equality, where, of course, you have certain government policies. Are you ready for the future of the West?